The following is an editorial from Bloomberg Opinion.
This editorial was written by the Bloomberg Editorial Board. By now, it's clear that the CHIPS and Science Act, which Congress passed last year to revive U.S. chipmaking capacity, is unlikely to work as intended. The law, which passed with bipartisan support, included a $52 billion splurge for the semiconductor industry. But significant policy changes are still needed for U.S.-based manufacturers to be even remotely competitive. As things stand, they face serious impediments, chief among them red tape and labor shortages. The good news is that these are mostly solvable problems. Policymakers could, as a start, issue fast-track exemptions for chipmakers under federal environmental law and increase visas available for skilled workers. If lawmakers want to start building again, they can't just push more money out the door. They need to do the hard policy work that progress demands. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg Editorial Board. For more Bloomberg Opinion, please go to Bloomberg.com/opinion or OPIN Go on the Bloomberg Terminal.
This has been Bloomberg Opinion.